We're now going to move forward from the First World War to 1972. Again, we have a feature from Derek James, this time asking, where were you when the lights went out? Dorothy Sneesby explains Derek's question.
Our youngsters will have plenty to talk about to their children. The days of the pandemic, the loss of life, how the doctors and nurses rose to the challenge, the lockdowns, the masks, and the inoculations. Many of us older folk tend to look back to the days when we were growing up with great affection. Yes, those of us now in our 70s were lucky, very lucky, and especially if we grew up in Norfolk and Suffolk. Playing out in the countryside without a care in the world. Leaving the house in the morning and making sure we were back in time for tea. Happy days for most of us. Many dads had been to war, but they didn't seem to want to talk about it. That was the way it was then. And then black and white days of the 1950s burst into colour with the arrival of the swinging 1960s and television. There seemed to be plenty of jobs around. We had a few pounds to spend. And the more our parents hated the music, the more we loved it. This was the decade of rock and roll. Then the 1970s dawned, and for many times took a turn for the worse. In the first of a new series, Flashback, we are turning the clock back to look at the way we lived our lives in days gone by. As we get older, we often seem to remember the good times more than those often bleak periods, and there were plenty of them. Take the 1970s, when there were strikes, blackouts, a three-day week, soaring inflation and sky-high prices. Life was certainly not a bed of roses. At the start of the decade, my wife and I were living in Yorkshire, you could say at the coalface of the Troubles. It seemed there were more than a few hundred miles between the north and south of the UK. It was as if we were living in a different country. The 1970s kicked off with power cuts, when the electricity workers worked to rule and the lights went out. Hospitals postponed operations, and the military was brought in to run emergency generators. As time moved on, the relationship between the government and the unions was at breaking point. Wages were capped because of high inflation. The miners, the railway workers and others went on strike or worked to rule. I remember meeting Mick McGahey of the National Union of Mine Workers when tensions were running high. Working down a mine was a tough and dangerous job. I met many miners and I respected them. The strikes was vicious and violent. We were fighting each other. Thousands of workers were laid off. Police were struggling to maintain law and order. Electricity was produced by coal-burning power stations, and as the decade moved on, the three-day week was introduced. Television companies closed down at 10:30 p.m. Most pubs shut. Torches and candles took over, and we went to bed early. Conservative Edward Heath was the Prime Minister. Labour's Harold Wilson took over again, and wages went up. James Callaghan arrived at number 10. Remember the winter of discontent in 1978-79? The decade ended with the arrival of Margaret Thatcher in 1979, our first female Prime Minister.
Thank you, Dorothy. I have to admit that in 1972 I was nowhere near England. I was in Botswana in southern Africa, so I did not even notice that the lights had gone out in Norfolk. However, I'm sure many of our listeners do remember the miners' strikes.